the 17th November 2006. The court case, Windows 98 versus John Walker, was today brought to a conclusion after days of fierce argument, with the accused Walker pleading guilty to a charge of attempted murder. The judge judging this particular case, Justice Adams, judged the events to be shocking and an offence against humanity. Supplying evidence, the PC, Windows 98, gave an emotional testimony as it retold the events of last year's near-tragic incident. It was revealed that during the internet session, Mr. Walker had intentionally installed his pop-up blocker. The PC went on to add, quote, "Then, as he signed up to get in his Hotmail account to be used with MSN, he got the 40th Asda catalogue offer that day. I think that just pushed him over the edge." As prosecution barrister Griffiths inquired as to what Mr. Walker had then proceeded to do, the Windows 98 began to leak liquid silicone, tearfully replying, quote, "He shot me. I don't know why. I was only following orders. I don't see why John would do this to me. I've been absolutely loyal for the last 8 years." The Windows 98 then went on to describe the areas in which the master had shot him, and the events following somewhat reluctantly that Mr. Walker simply hid behind his desk until the police arrived. Also given evidence for the prosecution was neighbour Mary Richardson. Quote, "John is a nice man, wouldn't hurt anyone, but he's got a terrible temper on him. Wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him, oh no." When inquiry was made to her actions upon hearing the shots, she replied, quote, "When I heard the shots, I phoned the police, of course. Can't have a shooting without lots of lovely young officers, you know. Wouldn't you like to hear what the man at number 64 does with his cats? Mustn't gossip, but..." She then went on to explain numerous other crimes that the police were not previously aware of. She was removed from the box. John Walker, pleading guilty of attempted murder, was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, while a happy Windows 98 and family are said to be overjoyed with the decision and are now planning a family holiday to the Maldives. Quote, "Justice has been done." This has been Brady, reporting for News.